This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Curtis is off today. He will join us tomorrow when we do the show at Granite Telecommunications in Quincy, the 12th annual Saving by Shaving event, and I think the fifth or sixth year in a row that we have been invited to be a part of that event. Their goal tomorrow is to raise close to $4 million for a children's hospital, and they do it every year over there. Rob Hale, who is the guy, the man over there, is willing to pay his employees as long as they are willing to shave their head, and hundreds of them do it. So it's an unbelievable day. And we'll be joined, I believe, on this show by Sam Houser and by Joe Mazzulla and by Mike Vrabel. So should be a good morning tomorrow morning when Curtis makes his way back here. We have a couple leads left this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. As everyone knows, Wiggy and I have a deal going about Aaron Rodgers and retirement, potential retirement. And, you know, the Devontae Adams going to the Rams, I found quite interesting because a lot of people thought that wherever he was going to go is where Aaron Rodgers is going to go. Of course, that's not possible with the Rams, with Matt Stafford. Aaron Rodgers, and before people say he's going to end up in Seattle, he's going to end up with the Jets, he's going to end up with the Steelers, I'm just saying that there is a potential outcome here where teams do not want Aaron Rodgers. They find Aaron Rodgers to be washed. And if that is the case, Aaron Rodgers is going to hit retirement. I just think it's weird that Devontae Adams didn't wait to see where Aaron Rodgers ended up to then go with him. The timing I find to be strange.
So meaning that he may have spoken with Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is reading the tea leaves.
Correct.
And there's not that much interest.
Correct.
Well, I thought the Giants were interested in him.
Yes.
Said.
I said Jets.
Yeah,
Giants.
Right.
Whether it's Seattle, because Seattle, I've seen people talk about more so than the Giants right now.
Right.
But the Giants and then the Steelers also people say. I think it's still, something's still weird here.
What do you think his expectation is dollar-wise, Aaron Rodgers?
Because
the man loves himself. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, so, but I think he has
He puts himself at the very top, I would assume, when it comes to what he ought to be compensated.
Right, but I think he's realistic, and I would say the max just for a team to maybe do it would be like a 2-year deal somewhere along the lines of, you know, like a Brady, $50 million, $60 million.
So he still wants $25 or $30 million.
Yeah, yeah.
But you think he is as good as...
But that's kind of like the golden rate, though.
You think he is as good or deserves that money that Tom Brady had for the last part of his...
No, but I'm saying that's kind of what the going rate in the NFL is for, you know...
If I'm a team, I'm not paying Aaron Rodgers that.
A quarterback of that caliber. So who are you going with? Russell Wilson? Mac Jones?
Well, no, I'm not going with Russell Wilson either.
But there's nobody who you really...
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold's going to cost you probably about $100 million.
I would rather pay more money to have a quarterback that I believe still has juice left and maybe has a bit more years than Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So when you start to look at how things unfold in the NFL, It's simple if you want to rebuild your team and get your team back to where it needs to be. And I think a great thing was what we saw with DK Metcalf going to the Pittsburgh Steelers, signing, based on what reports you read, it's anywhere from $132 million to $150 million. If you're the New England Patriots, you need to pick up the phone right now and get on the horn with Pittsburgh Steelers and say, okay, we're willing to give you a second-round pick for George Pickens because George Pickens wants a new contract.
Yep.
And if you look at what he's been able to do his first few years in the NFL, he's been a very, very good wide receiver. I don't know if you're going to have to pay him the DK Metcalf type of contract, but you could probably get him for a good contract now rather than waiting and not doing it, and then he has a really good year next year, and then they franchise tag him, and then now their price tag goes up. So if you're the New England Patriots, and you know Pittsburgh basically just said, okay, here's our new number one wide receiver, you know that's going to rub George Pickens the wrong way. He's now going to want out. You need to be all over getting a guy like George Pickens, who you had an opportunity to get in the draft a couple years ago, but you chose to go with Tyquan Thornton, I believe it was.
Uh-huh.
So now, why not fix the mistake that you made? George Pickens averages probably about 16 yards a catch. He's at a 1,000-yard season. He's still a young kid. And you could get him for a lot less and give Drake May a weapon that he so badly needs.
Will we hear from Derek, the Steelers fan, today? I'm sure we probably will.
I'm sure.
And Bill Dog.
Do you think George Pickens is happy about DK Metcalf going there?
Hell no.
So he probably
Yeah, but he's not happy about anything. He's
I think he would want out more so now than ever before.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah. And Chime, that's part of why you go after George Pickens, because
Jay Cortez in the Twitch chat, Jay Cortez 43 says terrible lead.
Well, why, you wouldn't want George Pickens?
Well, you're basically saying that you would give the Steelers a better pick for Pickens than they gave up for DK Metcalf.
Oh, they gave up. What, they gave up a second round pick for DK Metcalf?
Yeah.
But
the Patriots wouldn't do it for DK Metcalf. Why would they do it for Pickens?
Well, yeah. Maybe they.
And they've made it absolutely clear they're not trading any picks for players. They're only going to sign guys in free agency.
So, all right, maybe you offer them, maybe you say, hey, we'll give you a third round pick. Because the Steelers now, maybe the Steelers, you know that the Steelers like, all right, they don't even want to deal with the headache of George Pickens.
They won't even send like a seventh round pick just for basically the negotiating rights to Christian Kirk. Like, they're not going to send a second or third round pick to the Steelers for Pickens.
So if they're not going to do that, then that tells me that the Patriots are not going to be able to do much of anything.
Correct. Yep, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to sign a couple guys, and they're going to be middling guys, and they're not going to be anybody exciting, and that's going to be kind of how it is.
Because in order to get the guys that are really going to transform your team, you're going to have to send, you're going to have to trade for those guys. We brought up Trey Hendricks, who's the defensive end in Cincinnati who had 17 sacks last year. You're going to have to trade for a guy like him. Mm-hmm. We're already talking about, you have to trade for a T. Higgins. Yeah. If that's the case, Shami, if you don't think they'll at least pick up the phone knowing that they might even be able to get George Pickens, so I said a second round, but maybe you can get him for a third round pick. You're not even going to do that.
They're not going to call about Cooper Kupp. They're not going to call about any of these guys. Like, they have, it seems to me, they have zero interest in giving up any draft capital whatsoever. They might actually pay guys, but they're not going to overspend like crazy, like 5 years, $130 million for DK Metcalf or whatever the number was exactly. And they're just, that's just kind of how they're going to play ball.
That's how it seems now. But
correct.
We're early
yeah, negotiating
on
doesn't start till noontime today.
Correct.
But it seems, so, at least in the trade market, it seems like the Patriots are uninterested.
We have to give some benefit of the doubt at some point and hope that we get some incredible news later.
But there's not many free agents out there that
are going to be
like, oh, big splashes.
Yeah.
So if you're not willing to take advantage of the trade market,
yeah.
The biggest name to watch, it seems, at noontime would be Chris Godwin. That's what it looks
right.
like.
Right.
Which would be a good signing.
Maybe,
it's not great, but it's good.
Maybe they're all in on him.
But that's like that's an offensive version of Harold Landry. It's a good signing,
yeah.
But it's not.
It's not a giant shime off the greasy pole like
right.
splash.
It's not aggressive like they're claiming to be.
If they
also, bad news on the greasy pole.
Terrible news.
They denied, and they were all harumphing about it up there.
Not happy with us, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. They denied Scheim. They basically were harumphing that there's a 5-year waiting list on the greasy pool.
And to assume that I could jump it is insane.
And how dare this radio show assume that somebody could just jump the line and get on the greasy pool?
They said they were getting angry people calling them up saying, what's going on? How is Scheim going over me? I've been waiting on this.
Some greasy pollers had their bathing suits in a bunch over the fact that Scheim might get on the greasy pole.
They can't do it any other time that they're not normally doing it for everybody else because it costs like $5,000 or something.
It does. It costs $5,000 for the grease. And so they don't want to pre-grease on Friday.
Yeah. Could do a GoFundMe.
We could.
We could just make our own.
I think we should at least have a pole on the ground that is greased and just see how Scheim would do on the ground.
I think they might be outraged if we did our own greasy pole.
That might be more dangerous than doing it over the ocean.
Because at least if you land in the water, it's not too bad. Right. But if you land on concrete.
I mean, we could do it adjacent, like greasy pole adjacent. But I feel like they might be all worked up over there in Gloucester.
Well, so I had another thought, Greg. We need to find like a basically an adult wipeout course. Send me there, and I'll do the entire course.
It's a lot of work, though. We're going to be in Gloucester. They'd grease us.
I know. I honestly, for a moment or two, I considered canceling the whole entire Gloucester roadshow.
Right, because we're like greasing them.
There was outrage on the part of the town fathers or town mothers.
You can't do that to Mike Milbury.
No, that's the best part, is that the people that were outraged were on a phone call with Ken. Yes. And Mike Milbury. Yeah. And Mike Milbury's like laughing.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So maybe we don't even give them any juice by saying the name of the poll.
Right. Mm.
We just completely eliminate that.
You know? Right. We're out here in Gloucester. You want to go Pig Latin?
Yeah, we're out here in Gloucester and there's something over there that people are doing.
EC Gray, old pay.
Yeah. Wow, you would think that they'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they would embrace it.
Yeah.
We should rig something up at the Beachcomber.
Also, no disrespect to anybody up there, but how big of a hardo are you if you've been on the greasy pole wait list for 5, 6, 7 years?
Pretty big.
I mean, how many people want to do it, and how many do they get in a weekend?
Right.
You'd think you could run through that wait list. It's like the Celtics or the Patriots season ticket list. Right. Like,
you can rifle off 1,000 guys in one day. Like, it's not that hard.
And then they tried to go with, like, oh, we got to make sure the tide, you know, whatever. It's like, well, we'll come the night before. Have Scheim do it.
Would they only allow, like, 20 people per run?
I don't know anything about it. I'm intrigued now.
Because I would think that if there is a waiting list, it can't be that many people that
they're allowed. If Bonnie Blue can go through greasy poles, 1,000 of them, in 24 hours.
Yeah, we should be able to move.
She's going 1,000.
Yeah.
I also want to make this very clear. I was excited about doing this, and I am mad and upset that I can't do it.
Right. I understand. I mean,
it's a gut punch.
If I had been on the call, I would have said, hey, how about a little... maybe a little donation to the policeman's ball or whatever.
Right.
Would that grease grease the skids on getting us on there? But didn't happen.
Apparently, squeaky wheels don't get the grease today.
I guess not. Right. All right. We got to take a break. We will get to my lead and to They Said It coming up next.